Homeless sex offender offered free fentanyl for new users outside San Francisco grade school. By Olivia Rondo on October 21, 2023. A homeless convicted pedophile camping in front of a San Francisco Catholic grade school caused concern with his brazen advertising of free fentanyl for new users. Speaking with ABC 7, 46-year-old Adam Moore said he has been homeless in the California city for basically 26 years. And clarified that his sign offering fentanyl to new users is not a joke. According to the Daily Mail, he was convicted of lewd or lascivious acts with a child under the age of 14 in 1997 and released in 2002. He has also been arrested on at least five more occasions since 2007 for allegedly failing to re-register his address as a sex offender every 30 days, the San Francisco Standard reported, citing court documents. Even with his lengthy rap sheet, Moore was not designated as a high-risk offender. So he does not have to follow the rule to stay 2,000 feet away from schools. The situation became more concerning when he began displaying his sign for free fentanyl. Speaking with ABC 7, he claimed that he gets drugs from other people in exchange for blankets and supplies. So they bring me trash that they've scavenged, things that they think are valuable. Or they give me some of the drugs that they have, which I don't do, he told investigative reporter Dan Noyes. When asked if he's exposing grade school kids to this and if he understands that is not right, Moore responded with, no, it's shallow. I mean, the kids come out of the school and they see this, Noyes retorted. Moore replied, yeah, I only live by two rules. Be kind to others and make it look easy for children. The situation with Moore's sign got heated when he got into an altercation on Thursday with the father of a child who attends the school nearby. As the Daily Mail reported, he got a ticket for misdemeanor battery, to which he responded by filing a complaint of assault against that father. San Francisco Police Department Captain Chris Canning told the outlet that officers are now allowed to enforce a new guidance against camping on public sidewalks, so they were able to remove Moore from his encampment that same day. ABC's investigative team was on the scene when Moore declined to go to a shelter instead, saying, I will never voluntarily incarcerate myself. On Friday, Moore was finally able to be arrested on a probation violation for refusing to stop camping on the sidewalk. However, he was out of custody by Friday night after a medical complaint that landed him in the hospital and a decision by police to delay pursuing the probation violation.